Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. Now, we're still discussing the relationship between people and the government, civilians and the government, and especially we're talking about the Islamic government, because Islam is very comprehensive in this regard. We're not talking about this corrupted, oppressive governments that people live under, but specifically Islamic government. What are the things that Islamic government gives back to the people, to the common people, to their citizens, call them whatever you like, is that the government, the Islamic government, is responsible of the security of people and making sure that chaos does not happen within a society. That's one of his duties. So to protect people, which is now the police, they have the slogan to serve and protect. That is actually the duty of an Islamic country or Islamic system, I should say. So they can make sure that nothing, no corruption happens in society. Because if that happens, where chaos happens and the Islamic government does not do anything about it, then obviously that's going to cause a lot of corruption. Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ الْإِمَامَةَ زِمَامُ الدِّينِ. Imama, leadership, and obviously we're talking about divine leadership, which unfortunately you and I have been deprived of because of certain ill, sick-minded, unhearted people who took Imama from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and they created chaos as we see in this world. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, if it wasn't taken from us, then the people would have eaten from the on top of their heads and from under their feet, which means the blessings of the heavens and the earth would have befallen unto humanity. But certain individuals deprived humanity until the day of judgment from that. May Allah curse them. So the Imam says, Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he says, Imama, Zimamuddin, is the rain, you know, like when you have a horse and it has a rein on it to control it. Imama controls religion, one. Wa nidhamul muslimin, it creates order within the Muslims. We need order. Order needs to be maintained by the Islamic government. Wa salahu dunya, and the rectification of the world is in Imama, like even this world. So Imam Hussein salamullah alayhi, when he said, "Ma kharajtu ashran wala batira, walakin lil islah fi ummati jaddi," I did not come out of vain or of corruption, but to rectify and refine the nation of my grandfather. He was trying to create order, that Yazid managed to create corruption instead. So Imam, again, one of his duties is to control the religion, is to control and create order within the Muslims, and to fix and rectify the problems of this world that we live in. وَعَزُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And if they achieve these three things, they have their Imam, they have the deen, they have the order of the Muslims, they have order, and their world is in perfect state, then that gives the mu'mineen what? It gives them a state of honor, which what they need to do. So one of the duties of the Islamic government is to maintain order and security in society. And whoever tries to corrupt that system, the government needs to deal with them harshly, because we are looking at the bigger picture. We're not looking at individuals. We're looking at a society. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه.
This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرم دماغ و سواب داره فرم روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرم درخت کاری اینجا کم سواب داره دعا هم داره سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دیگه اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دو ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون اینم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. So we're talking about security and safety within the government, the Islamic government and the Islamic system. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and that deals with people dealing with themselves under that Islamic system. He says, whoever looks at another believer, in a way, tries to scare him. Because, you know, sometimes I look at you, you look at me, we smile, we're happy, but sometimes I don't like the person in front of me and I frown upon him and I give him this scary look and my intention is to scare him, nothing else, but to scare him. Or they do the opposite to me. The Prophet said, if anyone does that, who looks upon his brother in faith with a look that tries to scare him off with, أخافه الله عز وجل يوم لا ظل إلا ظله, on the day where there's no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would scare that person. Why? Retribution for scaring a believing brother or sister. Allah says, well, you might think that you got away with it, but once you come back to us, إِلَيْنَا يَرْجِعُونَ, oh, no, we're going to take you harshly. At a time where there is no dhul, there is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means there's nowhere to go to, there's nowhere to run to, there's no one that can save you on that day. No matter what you do, you're not going to get away with it. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this hadith is Qudsi, which means it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, man ahana li waliya, Allah says, whoever insult one of my servants, then he has put himself in a position where me and him are going to war. And I don't think anyone wants to go to war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's pretty much a lost war before it begins. But sadly, sometimes we put ourselves in that position where we are fighting Allah without knowing it. So when you try to create disorder, chaos within the Islamic unity, the Islamic ummah, the Islamic society by trying to scare people off with your looks, with your threats, with whatever, keep in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to let that fly. That is great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether on an individual level or a government level, scaring one another is completely forbidden in Islam. It's completely frowned upon in Islam. And on the day of judgment, harsh and severe punishment awaits those who scare people off. We will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.